All right, we're here at the Boehringer Ingelheim Swine Health Seminar in San Diego. With me is Dr. Jim Lowe. And could you introduce yourself for me, Dr. Lowe?
Yes, Cindy. Happy to be here. I'm a private consultant based out of Illinois and also do a bit of teaching at the University of Illinois. So have interesting opportunities to work with both pigs and large feedlot integrators.
Well, now, the title of your presentation was not so vertical, Lactation Period Transmission of MHIO, but you said actually that wasn't the real title. What was the real title of your?
Yeah, so the real title was talking about the chronology of a cough. And are we really looking for sick pigs at the right time? And the real thesis is that as veterinarians, we get called a lot of time to look at sick pigs when they start coughing, or worse yet, when the dead pile gets big. And we're out there and we post some pigs and we carry on. But as we think about mycoplasma, that really is starting 60 to 90 to 150 days prior to when we see clinical signs. So how do we think about stopping that transmission and not fixing the problem we see today, but fixing that problem upstream? And so we believe it all is vertical transmission, or at least the majority of it. And so by vertical, we mean sow to pig. And so we think that sow farm is a significant contributor to mycoplasma disease or enzootic pneumonia downstream.
And so basically what we were talking about was the timeline, as you said, and you actually took that timeline backwards and showed how that the significance of that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so if we think about when we hear pigs coughing, we've got some data that suggests that about 20% of those pigs are coughing before our brain will let us hear that. It's a bit of a psychological barrier. So if we think about 20% of the pigs coughing, if you kind of work through the math of how long it takes a pig to get infected before he coughs and how fast another pig infects another pig, the experimental data would suggest that that first pig was infected there at least 60 days before that. The field data would suggest that it's somewhere between 120 and 150 days. So if we're hearing a cough at 15, 16, 17-week-old pigs, those infections likely started way back in the farming house because it took us that long from that first initial infection before we see clinical signs.
Well, one of the things, you were talking to other swine veterinarians here, and one of the things that you said that I thought probably hit them pretty significantly was that you said that your vets are on the edge of being not very important. Why is that? Explain that.
So we talked a lot about that if we try to go create interventions around the problem of the moment, we may or may not be solving the real problem. And as we think about our technified, highly savvy big production systems today, and that's really almost everybody today because we can't be competitive in this industry, as veterinarians we have to match that level of sophistication or we're not going to be relevant in there because we just become an opinion giver instead of a fact giver. And so the point of that conversation was around, are we using the best available evidence and are we making decisions in an evidence-based manner? And the point of this conversation really was, if we're chasing coughing pigs and finishing, that's probably not very evidence-based. We need to go back upstream, look at this sow farm, and say, what's infecting those sows? And our supposition is really based on the data that it's gilts and the status of those gilts entering the farm that are critical to this downstream disease.
Another point you made was the role of husbandry.
Yeah, so I get to dabble in feedlot practice a bit, which is probably more dangerous than it is good, but that's what I do. And so the feedlot business, if you're not familiar with that, is really a taker business. They buy cattle. They don't understand the source of that. And so their attitudes about disease are very different in that they almost accept the fact that cattle are likely to get sick. And so as we've looked at that across time, and they've got really rich records because of all the individual animal data that we don't have in the pig world, but we can see massive differences in success rate, the success of treatment, the overall mortality rate, based upon how effective we are in providing outstanding caregivers or outstanding husbandry with really, really good caregivers. And so it's a tenfold difference in mortality. So huge differences, not because we have less sick cattle, not because, and that's the interesting data, we know the number of sick cattle were the same, but the outcome of that sickness was better. And so it's the skill of our caregivers that are really important, and we think that's an real opportunity for us as veterinarians to work within production systems, within the leadership structure of those production systems, to help at the flat level make people more effective at their job.
What about the role of vaccines?
So husbandry is important. Vaccines are important. Managing the gilts is important. So they're all important, and they're all really valuable tools. We continue to believe that vaccines create economic value. but they're not the solution. So I can't vaccinate and not take care of pigs, or I can't vaccinate and put positive gilts into negative herds or negative gilts into positive herds. And so I've got to put all this together in a system, and I think Edgar talked about it early in the day. It's a systematic chain-based approach. And that's really true. It's a whole production chain, and we got to think about it that way and say, how do each of the tools I have play off the others to drive performance?
Any other points that you made that you, as far as take home for these vets here?
Yeah, I think the real big take homes are we've got clear data that gilts that are infected within 200 days of farrowing increase severity of disease downstream. We can monitor those gilts fairly effectively today, we think, with some serological monitoring. It's not perfect. We have to be patient and monitor that over time, and we probably only have to sample those gilts and sows in the farms every 3 to 4 months. It's not very frequent, but we have to get small samples, kind of infrequently, but on a very regular basis we can interpret what's happening. And then we have to be prepared to respond downstream. So it's not responding to the cough. It's actually monitoring that process upstream to say, can I get ahead of it? And then we got to spend our time downstream saying, okay, when they do get sick, we got our people in a position that they can be successful doing their job.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much here at the Beringer Ingelheim Swine Health Seminar in San Diego. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.